Peggy Smith was one of the organizers of a pro-abortion rights rally held in Kodiak in May after a draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade was leaked. Over 70 people attended that demonstration at Sargent Park in downtown. Now that Roe has been overturned, Kodiak activists are going to be organizing again, according to Smith.
We're going to start writing letters. We've got a group of people. We're going to get more names, more addresses, more emails to start writing our legislatures here.
Smith has been organizing abortion rights rallies since the 90s. While Alaskans' access to abortion hasn't been changed by the overturning of the Roe v. Wade decision, anti-abortion rights activists have long been discussing ways to limit abortion access in Alaska. Smith wants to make sure that doesn't happen.
I'm definitely going to have to start paying more attention again, I see, and get people to volunteer. And we've been lax, and we've got to start participating more.
Lori Seeby has helped Smith organize pro-abortion rights protests in Kodiak for decades and helped her organize the rally in May. Seeby sees the Supreme Court's decision as being opposed to women's fundamental rights.
This is America. This is Alaska. Everyone should be able to, if they're not hurting someone else, be able to do in their life what they choose is best for themselves. Love who they want, decide when they want to have a family.
Smith and Seeby have been watching planned demonstrations across the country in response to Friday's Supreme Court ruling. They say they're planning a pro-abortion rights march in Kodiak in early July, although the exact date hasn't been set. In Kodiak, I'm Dylan Simard.